Welcome to the Pete Dellatore Business Hour, a daily focus on late-breaking news on business opportunities and economic development in South Florida, featuring the movers and shakers of our community. And now, your host, Pete Dellatore.
Good morning, everyone. This is Pete Dellatore. Welcome once again to the Pete Dellatore Business Hour here on 880 AM The Biz. We are broadcasting live from Miami, Florida, and heard around the world on 880thebiz.com. Today's show is sponsored by FIU College of Business, PS Business Parks, AC Med Solutions, and Inspire HR. Well, welcome to our show once again. We have a great group of listeners that are tuning in every morning, and we're picking up new folks that are joining us. And for all of you that are joining us for the first time, welcome. This show is about you. We talk about business, not just in South Florida, but around the country. This month, we are celebrating Women's Month. It is Women's International Month worldwide. And why not? Women are making an enormous impact in all of our lives. Women are making an incredible impact on the economic front, of course, in the community and at home. And there are many great stories. If you've been tuning in every day, you're listening to a lot of inspirational journeys from so many of these women, again, from South Florida and around the country. And I'm absolutely honored to be able to do this month on every single show. My friends, don't forget to download my free mobile app, Pete Dellatore. And if you have a question or a comment for any of our guests, the number here is 305-541-2350. I am absolutely thrilled today to have as my special guest a woman that it would take me the entire show. Let me just start it up by sharing with you her bio. Everything that she has done, everything that she is doing is amazing. This is Susan Sulovic. She is known as the small business expert, author of It's Your Biz and many other top-selling books. And she is a former ABC News business small business contributor. We're going to have her on in a second. My guest in a little bit later, Raymar Rodriguez, Little Green Book of Financial Happiness, my business development tip of the day. And if you're joining us for the first time, we do this every day. And I'm just going to give you an acronym, AP. You want to find out what that is? Tune in a little bit later on, and you'll find out exactly what's behind that business development tip. And then I have a terrific article that was featured in South Florida Business Journal just last week on why college students may consider starting their own businesses now. Very, very fascinating. Without further ado, it is my absolute pleasure to bring on to the show. And again, she is a very, very busy woman, entrepreneur, a mover and a shaker, and that is Susan Sulovic. Welcome to the show, Susan.
Well, thank you. Good morning. It's my pleasure to be here with you this morning.
Well, I'm honored because I know that you are featured on just about every single network on the planet, and you've been interviewed and continue to be interviewed on a regular basis from some of the best in the industry. And it is just an absolute honor to have you here. And if you would indulge me for a couple of minutes, I want to hit on the key points of your bio, because it's just unbelievable the things that you've done and the significant impact you have made in the small business, really the whole movement of small businesses in this country. Let me start off by saying again, Susan Sulovic is the small business expert. Nationally recognized media outlets, like I just mentioned, calling her weekly because of her vast knowledge, experience, and her ability to relate to entrepreneurs and business professionals. Readers wait for her new books, which is why she is a New York Times, Wall Street Journal, USA Today, Amazon top 100 best-selling author. She is also a highly sought-after keynote speaker covering a variety of business growth topics that resonate with business owners and key decision makers. Susan is an internet pioneer. This is amazing. Was a co-founder of the first video news and information destination site for small businesses. Under Susan's leadership, SBTV.com, at Small Business Television, grew from infancy to a multi-million dollar enterprise in just a few years. In fact, Susan was honored in 2006 with a Stevie Award for Most Innovative Company of the Year under 100 employees. And that same year, SBTV.com was voted the best investment opportunity at a venture forum event in Silicon Valley. She has a consulting services where she focuses on assisting major brands in developing content and sales strategy with her company, Susan Solovic Media, back in 2010, and again has been featured on a multiple media outlets, sits on several boards, has been a fervent activist for women entrepreneurs, major award winner. I mean, the list goes on here. And again, it's like I said, we could have taken the whole hour and just gone piece by piece in your bio. So we're thrilled to have you here. Welcome to the show. How are things?
Well, I cannot complain. Things are really well, except today I'm in St. Louis and the weather turned cold. So I wish I were down there with you.
Well, I'm not even going to go there because it has been a world difference between what's happening, I think, north of Florida and here, especially in South Florida. But
yeah, it's been a crazy winter. But you know what? That means everybody can stay in and build those home-based businesses and reach for success.
Well, you know something? It's in those moments where we're thrown off our comfort zone, our routine, that some of the best ideas have been developed. And let's start with that point. You are definitely an entrepreneur, and you are a teacher of entrepreneurship. How did you get started in entrepreneurship?
Well, you know, I grew up with having this entrepreneurial gene because my mother actually was an entrepreneur right after World War II. She lost her first husband in World War II. Here she is, a young widow. She went into business with her brother. They opened a furniture store. And then even when she married my father, she had a clothing store, and then she and my dad went into business, and they had owned a funeral home in this little bitty town I grew up in. But actually, it was the funeral home that spurred me into entrepreneurship. Now, I want you to picture this. I grew up in the sticks of Missouri in a little town of 3,000 people, and my daddy is the undertaker.
Okay.
Yeah, daddy is the undertaker. That's as bad as, you know, being the preacher's daughter. And I had to work. I had to work in the business. You know how it is when you have a family business. And when I got to be a teenager, I thought, you know, first of all, it's not cool having your daddy as the undertaker. But when you have to work at the funeral home, too, that is really not cool. So my parents said, well, that's fine if you want to look for another job. So I got a job waiting tables at a little restaurant there in town. Came home one night, I had blisters on my feet, and if you've ever waited tables, you know, first of all, it's a great lesson in customer service, but it's also the hardest work you've ever done in your life. And I said, there has got to be an easier way to make money. And it so happened that I was a majorette, knew how to twirl a baton, so I went to the high school principal, and I asked if I could rent the high school gym on Saturday mornings, got approval there, ran a little ad in the weekly small-town newspaper. And before you know it, on Saturday mornings, I was teaching 75 little girls how to twirl a baton for $1 each cash. And back in those days, that was pretty darn good money. I said, I like this. I like figuring out ways to make money.
That's not such a bad thing. And yeah, way back when, a dollar was like, oh my God, I am rich, and what am I going to do with all this money, right?
Oh, I know. You know, nowadays you give even a little kid a dollar, and they look at you like, what's wrong with you?
I may be able to get a Coke or something like that, but I'm not going to go beyond that. There,
That's right.
But did you ever? I know you're an attorney as well, amongst so many things that you do.
Don't hold that against me now.
Oh no! I just think it's every time I read, I find something else that's fascinating. It's unbelievable. Have you ever worked for someone else?
Oh, yes, I have. My parents, having grown up in the Depression and not being able to have an education, wanted me to go to college, get a good degree,
sure,
go to work for a big corporation and, you know, retire in 40 years with a gold watch. Of course, nobody knew that things would become the way they are today. But I followed that path originally. I actually started out in television as a news anchor and reporter. Mm-hmm. But soon I got a job in corporate America, in PR, with a company back then. It was called Southwestern Bell, which was still part of AT&T,
sure.
believe it or not. It was pre-divestiture. Worked for them for about 3.5 years in PR and advertising, and then decided I wanted to open my own firm. Did that for a number of years, and then got offered another corporate job with a division of what back then was ITT Corporation, which was a huge conglomerate. They owned everything. And so I got a job in their financial services division and worked my way up to become the executive vice president of international marketing. And I was the first female executive in that division, and at the time one of the highest ranking females within the ITT corporate structure. So I sort of broke the glass ceiling before I think we even knew
before
what
we even knew the terminology
the
existed.
Was.
Yeah. Oh, that's so great. Now this journey of yours, and we all have our own journey, and that's what it makes us makes everyone everyone has a great story to tell, and yours is a very it's amazing the things that you've done along the way, because I think what from what I see here and just talking to you a little bit is that innovation is just something that's embedded inside of you. I mean, you're constantly, and you talk about it, you know, reinventing yourself. Share a little bit about some of those ideas.
Sure. Well, I often speak to groups, especially when an organization is going through a downsizing, about reinvention. And I say I'm actually the poster child. If, you know, you wanted to, to have somebody to put in the dictionary definition of it, it would be me. I've always looked at new opportunities, and I always figured, you know, if it doesn't work out, you mentioned I'm an attorney. I got my law degree at night, passed the bar, continued working in the corporate field until my company sold our division to Deutsche Bank. And at that time, you know, now I'm in my 30s, I left and practiced law for a while. I have to tell you, I hated the practice of law, loved law school, hated the practice of law. It didn't work out. Was that bad? No. I had a wonderful experience. The education has been extremely beneficial for me as an entrepreneur and everything that I've done. So every experience that we have in life, whether it works out or it doesn't work out, brings us a new depth of experience and diversity that we can use to make our decisions going forward. But I would have to say, and I see this in a lot of entrepreneurs, is we see opportunities, we go for them, we get excited with them, and then there is a period of time over which we get bored. So, you know, I think that you see that with a lot of entrepreneurs. They start things, they grow them to a certain point, and then, you know, it's time to pass them on to someone else to let them take them to the next level. Entrepreneurs typically, and I'm going to stereotype here, we're not real good detail people. We're good visionaries. We're good strategic thinkers.
Yes.
And, you know, so that happens to me about every between 5 and 7 years. You know, it's time to move on and move to a new thing.
Do you also wouldn't you also equate bored with discouragement?
You know, I don't, not necessarily.
Okay.
I understand where you're coming from. Yes, I think people can get discouraged, but discouraged, you know, it's easy to throw in the towel when things get going rough and to get discouraged. I always encourage people to keep pushing forward when they're at that point. I think when I walk away from something, it's when it's moving along, it's doing well. It doesn't really need me anymore. It doesn't need my energy to continue. When I walked away from my internet company, it was a sustainable organization. It didn't need me on the day-to-day basis anymore. It was time for me to move on and do something that got my energy going, my excitement going again.
Well, that's a definition of a serial entrepreneur. We've been successful here. We've reached it. What's the next challenge? So we're constantly looking for the next challenge. And as a true entrepreneur, we are always on the hunt. We are
always
looking for the next thing and the next thing. And you have one idea. Okay, what's a spinoff from this? What can I do here? And that's really the adrenaline rush that we all get as an entrepreneur. And obviously the roller coaster ride is also an adrenaline rush, as you would imagine there. And so many have experienced. Susan, we're going to go to a short break. When we come back, I want to get into we're focusing on women this month and the experience of women entrepreneurs and some things that are, you know, a reality check. It's what's going on out there. And then, of course, our many of our women listeners want to know, you know, what kind of advice you would have for them to start a business. So if you can hold on, we're going to go to a short break. We will be right back.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Pete DeLaTorre Business Hour here on 880 AM The Biz. Cold. Hot. Hot. Boiling. Burning! When it comes to your comfort and that of your families, the performance of your air conditioner is not a game. AC Med is the best known and most experienced company in South Florida for air conditioning repair and maintenance. Their technicians are EPA certified professionals, licensed and insured, ready to service your AC unit and give you the peace of mind that you deserve. Call AC Med now at 866-407-3044 and one of their uniformed technicians will promptly come to your home, perform a proper evaluation, and give you a guaranteed estimate. They only use approved products and their repairs are warranted for 2 years or the repair is absolutely free. That's AC Med, because your peace of mind is not a game. Contact AC Med at 866-407-3044 or www.acmedsolutions.com. Welcome back to the Pete DeLaTorre Business Hour here on 880 AM The Biz. And now, your host, Pete DeLaTorre.
All right, welcome back, my friends, to the Pete DeLaTorre Business Hour, live from Miami, Florida, and heard around the world on 880 AM The Biz. Download my free mobile app, Pete DeLaTorre. And if you have a question, feedback, any comments for any of our guests or for myself, the number here is 305-541-2350. And we have, of course, as our special guest here today, Susan Solovic, known as the small business expert and a best-selling author of several books, a former ABC small business contributor. Susan, we're talking now about, Women's Month on every show in the month of March. And there's so many discussion points on women entrepreneurs and the things that they have to juggle and look at. What are some of the, the real stats out there in the marketplace regarding women entrepreneurs?
Well, you know, it's really fascinating, Pete. I wrote a book in 2001 called, it was my first book, called The Girl's Guide to Power and Success. And it was how women self-sabotage themselves and what you need to do to succeed, not just as an entrepreneur, but in the corporate world or academics or whatever profession you've picked. And when Sheryl Sandberg's book, Lean In, came out recently, I guess I was the precursor to Lean In, a lot of the statistics have not changed dramatically in all of that time frame. And that's very sad to me. What we're seeing is last year, according to the National Association of Women Business Owners, more women opened businesses than ever before. Mm-hmm. We know that women are starting businesses at a faster rate than their male counterparts. But yet, fewer than 3 or 4% of women ever cross over the million-dollar threshold in revenue. And I find that fascinating, especially when I built a business with over $1 million in revenue fairly quickly. And I thought, you know what? If I can do it, anybody can do it. Mm-hmm. This isn't rocket science. This is just about basic business fundamentals. And you know, you can be really good at what you do, very passionate about it, great at building whatever widget or providing whatever service. But if you don't understand the real basic fundamentals of business structure and building a business, you're going to struggle. And I think that's where women fall down. And I'm going to give you an example. I was speaking, keynoting at a conference last weekend in Tampa, Florida, as a matter of fact. And I had some of my books there, including one called The Girl's Guide to Building a Million-Dollar Business. And a woman came up, and she bought the book. But she said to me, but you know what? I'm not really interested in building a million-dollar business. I just want to build enough to take care of my family and myself, and, you know, I don't want all that stress. And I looked at her and I said, well, first of all, you know what? If you have $1 million or more in revenue, you know, you're not going to be putting that in your pocket. So you're not going to be a millionaire.
Right, exactly. Very little of that will go home with you.
Right. But secondly, I said, it really begins to minimize the stress because now you have enough resources and bandwidth to hire the talent, the things that you need to help you build your business. And suddenly, it's not just you trying to run that little hamster wheel all the time. You've got other people who can help you build that business dream and the resources that you need to get there. So it takes some of the stress off. So I think that's one of the things that women particularly just lose sight of. You know, they see $1 million, they think, women have this thing, this love-hate relationship with money. You know, it's not feminine to be aggressive about making money. And if you want to make a lot of money, you're either a vixen or a villain. Mm. And I tell you what, women who make a lot of money are neither. You know, they're generally the first to give back. They're the first to help other women try to succeed. They're very caring, giving. Yes, driven and successful women, but that doesn't mean that they're bad women. I can't say it on the air, you know, the B word. But
right.
That does not mean that they're bad women. And so I think that we've got to overcome that obstacle that women have to building successful, sustainable businesses.
As I'm hearing you describe all of these real-life scenarios here, I got to tell you, guys are basically the same. I mean, we want to grow our business and we're living off a dream and a vision and we're passionate about something. And, you know, if we don't have what you just said right now, the basic ideas, the fundamentals on how to run a good, healthy business, that is one of the key reasons why most businesses fail after the first year. Once you go beyond that honeymoon period of that passion and, oh, I'm excited. Oh, can you believe this? I have my own business.
Right.
And then reality sinks in and you've got to run it like a business. But needless to say, women have additional things to be concerned with and deal with that guys simply don't. And sorry for all the guys that are listening. It's a different world with women and guys in business.
Well, it truly is. And, you know, I always say to women, it is what it is. Don't use that as an excuse. Don't point fingers and place blame. There clearly is some still societal bias against women in business. You know, there's discrimination out there. We've all faced it. But you know what? We're not going to change that overnight. So whining about it and complaining about it isn't going to get you where you want to go. You may have to work a little bit harder. You may have to prove yourself a little bit more. You may have to be just a little bit smarter, but it can be done. Those obstacles can be overcome. You know, you mentioned that my company won the best investment opportunity in the Silicon Valley. Here, I don't know what they are today, but back then there were very few women-led technology companies out there. Plus, we were video on the internet in 2003 is when we launched. I mean, people thought we were crazy.
What is this stuff? I mean, it's never going to work.
Right.
It's
and
a fad.
I'm not unattractive, let me put it that way. So, you know, and I didn't go to an Ivy League school. And I actually had a venture capitalist say, you know, you don't look like a CEO of a technology company should look like. And I'm like, you know, okay, I get it. You know, I'm not some geeky guy, and I didn't go to MIT or Harvard. And so I didn't, quote, fit the part. So, I mean, there are those kinds of biases, and we've seen it played out in actual research. Washington University did a research study where they took two identical business plans, financial statements, et cetera, gave them two different groups of venture capitalist. The only difference was one was named Sally and one was named Sam, the CEO. And the venture capitalists were very positive about Sam's presentation, but when it came to Sally, they were reluctant to fund the company. And the only difference was the fact that it was a female heading the company.
Unfortunately, and very sad, that is still the case today. I see the battle. I see the struggle. But again, if you look at it as a struggle and as a battle, it will continue
right.
to be that. So
you just
it's
have
really
to look, you know, you have to open your eyes and realize and be aware that it's there, but it doesn't mean that you can't deal with it and overcome it. So, you know, like I said, pointing fingers, placing blames, whining, woe is me. Hey, you know, if that's what you want to do, good for you, but it's not going to get you where you want to go.
What is your best advice for women starting businesses today? This is post-Great Recession. It is a whole different world. This has been the game changer. I have never seen anything like this in my life. And no, my friends, I was not around during the Great Depression.
Neither was I, thank goodness.
None of us were. We read about it. We hear about it. We watch documentaries, read books. The Great Recession and this being a game changer, I've never seen a better opportunity to become an entrepreneur. What advice can you give to women that are just starting off right now?
Well, the one thing I would say is you need to start thinking big. I mean, I think that one of the reasons that most women's businesses, and this is true for all businesses, but particularly women, is they start off kind of small.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they start off part-time because they've got small kids at home or they don't want to give up their day job. So they kind of start this small and it grows, and they never really start thinking bigger. What do I really want this to be, and what are the building blocks I need to put into place now in order to get there? So I think that's a critical first step. I think also a lot of times women think, well, I don't have a lot of money to start a business. You know, most small businesses, Pete, start with less than $10,000 in startup capital. You can even get started, if you're in a service business, with a lot less than that. So you entrepreneurs just figure out ways to do a lot with very little. So I think that's important. But the other really key thing is I find that a lot of small businesses just start into what I call a commodity business. They're doing the exact same thing everybody else out there is doing. You know, oh, I'm going to open up a cookie business. Oh, okay, well, what makes your cookies different? You know, you've got chocolate chip, you've got butter pecan, whatever. Well, that's great, but you really need to be able to define something unique about your business. I call it just a noticeable difference. And I did a TED Talk on this actually recently, just a noticeable difference. What is it that makes your business just a little bit different that gives people a reason to change their buying habits? Why would they do your business with you versus whoever they're doing business with now? And even if you think you're in a business, like when we started our internet company, video on the internet, you know, we could say, oh, well, we don't have any competition. Well, yes, we did, because we were competing for advertising dollars.
Yes.
So people were spending their ad dollars with your radio show. You were a competitor. So people are spending their money somewhere. Who is your competition, and how are you going to give people a reason to spend those dollars, which we all have only a certain number of discretionary dollars.
Also, I've heard.
Yes, right. Unless you're, I don't know, some big movie star somewhere, but or Bill Gates maybe. But, you know, how change the reason to spend those dollars with where they're spending them now and do business with you instead of doing the same old thing. And there are always niches out there. There are always unmet needs. What can you give the market? Just a little bit difference. It doesn't have to mean you have to invent a new.
I think we lost Susan. Okay, we're going to try to get a call. In the meantime, we're calling Susan back. We're going to go to a traffic break and a Bloomberg update, but we will bring her right back on the other side of it.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Pete DeLaTorre Business Hour here on 880 AM The Biz.
And now, WZAB traffic.
Good morning. Palmetto southbound bumper-to-bumper ride from Red Road around the big curve down to 75 due to a crash in that area. Palmetto northbound, that is slow from the Shula up to the Dolphin. And the Dolphin eastbound seeing delays between the Turnpike and Douglas Road in Broward. 95 southbound, a crash after Hallandale Beach Boulevard, adding to southbound delays between Hollywood and the Golden Glades. And 75 southbound, a little slow from Sheridan down to Pines. That's a look at your Miami area traffic.
Futures fall on slowing growth in China. From Bloomberg World Headquarters in New York, I'm Courtney Donahoe. Stocks fell for a fourth day and commodities declined to a three-week low on slowing growth in China. Mortgage applications in the U.S. fell last week as fewer consumers purchase properties and refinance their homes. The Mortgage Bankers Association index dropped 2.1% last week. Average rate on a 30-year fixed loan rose to 4.52% from 4.47% the week before. Young women are embracing Old Spice, long known as the brand dad kept in the medicine cabinet, even as Procter & Gamble's marketing continues to focus on their male peers. The brand's female inroads represent a small positive for P&G's struggling beauty division, which accounts for about 23% of the company's revenue. Governor Chris Christie's administration blocked Tesla from direct auto sales without franchise dealers. In a move, the company said could close its only two stores in New Jersey. And that's a Bloomberg Market Minute.
Adam and Eve Solutions believes that your website is the centerpiece of your marketing. They believe that your website should convey credibility and trust. They believe in producing results, and they guarantee it. When you're looking for a new website and you want to go to the next level, you need to call Adam and Eve Solutions, 561-272-8567, or visit their website, adminesolutions.com. Your website should produce leads and work for you. The time to redesign your website is now.
Welcome back to the Pete DeLaTorre Business Hour here on 880 AM The Biz. And now, your host, Pete DeLaTorre.
All right, welcome back, my friends. The second half of the Pete DeLaTorre Business Hour, live from Miami, heard around the world on 880 AM, 880thebiz.com. Okay, we had technical difficulties, but we got Susan back on the line. How are you?
I'm fine, Pete. I tell you what, technology is great when it works for us, isn't it?
It reminded me of the movie The Day the Earth Stood Still. I mean, everything just stopped for about, I don't know, right at high noon for about a minute or two.
And I was just on such a good point too.
You really were. But we were wrapping it up again with women starting businesses
right today,
and to kind of wrap things up here, Susan. We have aspiring entrepreneurs listening every day. We have existing entrepreneurs. I think what you're saying here, and it is so true, is that it does not matter what level you're at. Search and be on the lookout for that next best thing that you can do to keep your business fresh and make sure that your value proposition is where it needs to be.
Right, precisely. And I can tell you, it can be the slightest little thing. And sometimes your potential customers will help you identify that. So if you just talk to them and find out, if I offered this product or service or wherever you're going to currently get these things, what could make it just a little bit better, just a noticeable difference? You know, I always tell the story about Ben and Jerry. You know, Ben and Jerry could have ended up in Burlington, Vermont, and their story would have stopped right there in that old gas station that they were able to purchase and open their ice cream store. Could have stopped right there if they had done things the conventional way, which is what 99% of small businesses do. But they decided just to throw in some funky flavors and tweak ice cream, which had been around for centuries, and they had people standing in line. So I just asked this that I work with, find your Cherry Garcia. What is your noticeable difference? And that's the way you'll be able to really build a wildly successful business.
Great, great advice. This has been terrific, Susan. I had a feeling this is going to be great. I want to start by making sure that you will be accepting my invitation to come back on the show at some point soon.
Well, I would love to, Pete. Thank you. I'm flattered.
There's so much happening here in South Florida in terms of entrepreneurship and innovation that'll blow your mind away. And to have someone like you share your thoughts with so many hungry people here in our area is absolutely fantastic. How can the listeners connect with you?
Well, I would love for them to come to my website, which is SusanSolovic.com. And Solovic is S-O-L-O. V as in Victor, I-C, or follow me on Twitter. My handle is at Susan Solovic. I'm also on Facebook and Pinterest and all the social media, LinkedIn. So I hope people will connect with me. On my website, by the way, you can sign up and get daily success tips delivered to your inbox for free. So I hope you'll do that. And by the way, these aren't just like two or three sentences.
These are full articles that we write daily that to help you succeed in your business.
Susan, you have been a gem. Thank you so much for being on the show this morning, and have a great day, rest of the week, and we will definitely bring you back really, really soon.
Well, great. Thanks so much, and you have a great day, too.
Take care. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Again, Susan Solovic, the small business expert, and as you could tell, she has got a wealth of knowledge and experience, and on top of everything, very, very opened, very professional, just a nice lady with great information, and again, very thankful that she joined us this morning. Let me tell you all about one of our sponsors, FIU College of Business. Think differently. Go beyond what's expected. Earn your MBA from Florida International University. Make the most of your leadership skills with an MBA, healthcare MBA, or a specialized business degree from the internationally ranked College of Business. At FIU, you can earn your business degree in as little as 1 year with classes available at the main campus, Brickell, Pembroke Pines, or online. Find out more at their graduate open house on Saturday, March 22nd, and we'll give you the address on that as we get a little bit closer. For more information, though, visit FIUbusiness.com or call them today at 305-348-0148. That's FIUbusiness.com, 305-348-0148. Let me share with you now a very interesting article that appeared in South Florida Business Journal, written by the managing editor, Mel Melendez. And the article's titled, Why College Students May Consider Starting Their Own Businesses Now. And the article starts with, as any parent with a child in college can tell you, funding higher education doesn't come cheap. But is earning that sheepskin enough to launch a successful career in business? Not according to entrepreneur Matt Stewart, spokesman for College Works Painting, who also says U.S. residents are spending more for college while gaining less value in return. And it continues to talk about, you know, the stats of going to school and getting an education and you know, everything that we typically hear there. Now, because of the difficulty recent college grads are having finding jobs in today's tough economy, today's students may have even less worth in their 30s than 30-somethings today, according to, again, Matt Stewart. He encourages students to seek work opportunities such as running a business to boost their career stock. Now, according to Stewart, number one, employers love ambition. A degree is the minimum required by most employers, but companies want candidates with that something extra. And we just talked about it now with Susan Solovic. You know, people with creativity and a drive for innovation. In addition to that, real-world management of time and money are crucial. Managing employees, driving sales, developing specific market skills, and building strong customer relationships are highly coveted skills by employers. Skills best learned with hands-on experience. And finally, identifying weakness is the key. Running a business while going to school allows students to review and focus on their weak areas by adjusting their curriculum. So, how much responsibility will you, as a business owner, be awarding your interns this year? You could be aiding the entrepreneurial success stories of tomorrow. It is everywhere, my friends. Entrepreneurship, it has been around for a long time. I believe wholeheartedly we are in a rebirth of entrepreneurship. And if you've been hearing the news, reading here recently, going to networking events in South Florida, this is the mecca for entrepreneurship and innovation. And this is the place to be. If you're here, feel blessed. If you're hearing around the country, around the world, and you want to be part of that, well, come down here, visit. And then if you want to relocate, we'd love to have you down here as well. All right, we're going to go to a short break. When we come back on the other side of that, we have Raymar Rodriguez, who is today going to talk about the little red book of financial happiness. He has a green one. He has a red one, too. He's going to talk a little bit about that. And then we will wrap it up with my business development tip of the day. I just have two letters, AP. If you want to find out what that is, stay tuned. We'll be back.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Pete DeLaTorre Business Hour here on 880 AM The Biz. Cold. Hot. Hot. Boiling.
Burning! When it comes to your comfort and that of your families, the performance of your air conditioner is not a game. AC Med is the best known and most experienced company in South Florida for air conditioning repair and maintenance. Their technicians are EPA certified professionals, licensed and insured, ready to service your AC unit and give you the peace of mind that you deserve. Call AC Med now at 866-407-3044 and one of their uniformed technicians will promptly come to your home, perform a proper evaluation, and give you a guaranteed estimate. They only use approved products and their repairs are warranted for 2 years or the repair is absolutely free. That's AC Med, because your peace of mind is not a game. Contact AC Med at 866-407-3044 or www.acmedsolutions.com.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. There's just one place where a team is more than a group of individual agendas. It's a catalyst for demonstrating the potential of the collaborative spirit. There's just one place where players, coaches, and fans experience the exhilaration that happens when an entire community rallies behind the school team. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. In addition, high school sports help young people in Florida develop the discipline and confidence they need to be leaders in life, even as they unite communities like nothing else. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
They come to Miami by air, land, and sea. They are businesses of all sizes and in numerous sectors. Some have a local presence, others a global reach. What they all have in common is housing their business at Miami International Commerce Center, one of South Florida's largest industrial business parks with over 3.5 million square feet of flexible space to fit every business requirement. Miami International Commerce Center represents the ideal business address for freight, flex, and warehouse uses. Conveniently located near Miami International Airport, Port of Miami, major thoroughfares, downtown, Miami International Commerce Centers. Grow your business with us. 305-590-1515.
Welcome back to the Pete DeLaTorre Business Hour here on 880 AM The Biz. And now, your host, Pete DeLaTorre.
Okay, welcome back, my friends. This is Pete DeLaTorre. It is the Pete DeLaTorre Business Hour here on 880 AM The Biz, the only all-business radio station in South Florida. And we are broadcasting live from Miami, Florida, and heard around the world on 880thebiz.com. Follow me on Twitter, at Pete Radio Show. Like my Facebook page. We'd love for you to like the Facebook page, Pete DeLaTorre Business Hour. You're going to find out a lot about what's happening on the program, the guests that we have lined up, and some of the cool things that we're doing here. You can connect with us in so many other different ways, of course, through my mobile app, free mobile app, Pete DeLaTorre, available everywhere and anywhere. Or you can call us at 305-541-2350. Before we bring on Raymar to discuss the little red book of financial happiness, let me share with you a business development tip of the day. And I can say it's two letters, A-P. And you know what that is? You should always prospect. Always prospecting. That is two letters, two words that you've got to have in your vocabulary every day, starting when you get up in the morning. Prospecting for new business never stops. Let me say that again. Prospecting for new business never stops. You never reach a certain level, a plateau, and from then on, it's a piece of cake, okay? Congratulations. Congratulate yourselves. When you hit a plateau, when you hit a go, but always strive to do more. And one of the most fundamental things in a business is to always be prospecting for new business. Obviously, we have to have clarity on who our target market is. We have to have systems in place. Obviously, we got to go out there and network and get in front of prospects. But it's a mindset that I want to emphasize this morning. Always be prospecting. In fact, I can add a third letter, A-B-P. Always be prospecting. But again, the message today is, does not matter where you're at, how successful you are, because if you're not striving to grow, you're going to go in the other direction, and you don't want that to happen. All right, now we're going to bring on my man, Raymar Rodriguez, today to talk about the little red book of financial happiness. What's happening, buddy?
How are you doing? Thank you so much. We had a good turnout of people from your show at the seminar that we had last Saturday at Miami-Dade Wolfson. People came up and said, hey, I heard it on the radio. They came up. They saluted me.
They saluted you.
They saluted
I should
me.
Be doing that here,
yeah.
Saluting you when you walk in through the door.
It was very, very interesting.
And get the red carpet out, by the way.
It was a nice feeling. When I wrote the Little Green Book of Financial Happiness, I decided to tell everybody that I wrote the book. I was very excited about it. And I was invited to speak at a women's jail for a group called Agape. And it's really like a halfway house. So when I got all excited and accepted, I sat down to prepare for this event. I noticed that my book had a few holes. So a few hours later, I decided that I needed to write a different book just for the people who were reentering society. So the Little Red Book, Life After Prison, Little Red Book of Financial Happiness, Life After Prison, is a personal budgeting and finance book for people who are reentering our society after spending some time in prison. So we've had this book out the same time that we've had the little green book. The target audience is just a little bit different. It's people who are reentering society, who have to readjust themselves to a new way of life.
And it's a major readjustment.
You've been
behind bars or confined for so many years, and it's starting life literally once again.
And I love the idea that your show is always talking about having to create your own jobs and having to create your businesses, because ex-offenders run into a stigma that a lot of them can't get traditional jobs just by the fact that they're ex-cons. So what winds up happening, if they're blessed by training or a trade, they can find a living. A lot of times they don't. So reinventing themselves again as creating a business might be the only way that they have to succeed. They have the skills. If you have the skills to stay crack, to sell crack, trust me, you have the skills.
Talk about being resourceful.
You have skills
in
to
a
do
negative way.
Other. What winds up happening is that if they don't create a livelihood in a very short period of time, they're going to be given an opportunity to return to prison and think about their mistakes one more time. So it's very interesting how people who are coming back to society are often thinking, what do I do? Mm-hmm. What type of business do I create? And the little book has been very helpful to a lot that have returned. One of the inspirations, and I'll keep the name, is a very good friend of mine who was a very, very successful investment banker. He was someone not making six figures, but making the seven figures range. And his life turned to a disaster overnight. He was basically accused of something that was wrong, and he lost everything that he had. He spent some time in prison, and after he spent some time in prison, he was able to get out over a short period of time, but he could never, ever participate in the field that he had formal training in.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to reinvent himself in a different time period. Okay. And I can't go much more into detail
about this,
but this person's only opportunity to get ahead was to create a business. It was the only option that he had. So he stumbled for a while, and now
talk about being at a crossroads.
You know, he stumbled for a while,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and it actually took him several years to find his footing. Now he has a very successful business, very reputable, very straightforward. I never considered him a criminal, not because he was my friend. It was he went to jail because it was an interpretation of a law.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing about it is he was in jail for only a short period of time because after he was in jail, the government said, hey, this guy really shouldn't be in jail. He should be working for the government. So the government hired him after they kind of hired him to work for them. The amount of money that he was making for the government was so little that the government would have to buy suits for him because he was working at a high level and the clothes that was required
didn't quite match up.
No, no, the clothes that was required for the position, he couldn't afford on what he was making.
Correct.
So, you know, after he did that for a couple of years, he noticed that it was time for him to move on.
It is amazing, and this is a perfect story here. It is a very – to say that it's a very uncomfortable place to be at is a major understatement. When you are left with no choice but to do something completely different, completely new, you've never done before – and you're going to venture into something that has no guarantees. You don't have a blueprint on how to do it. It is the ultimate big, bold step forward. But once you get through that, and we've heard so many stories, okay? I kind of went through that myself. I didn't go to jail, thank God, okay? But for me it was just you get to a point in your life where, okay, now what do I do? I've done this for so many years. Where do I go from here? And we heard Susan talk about it, is reinventing yourself, is digging deep down inside yourself and pulling out stuff that you didn't even know was there. And then all of a sudden, you've taken a whole different track, and then the look back is the most unbelievable feeling in the world. Because you just get to a place like, wow, you know, and I did this. And that's exactly what you're talking about. I can only imagine. We got a minute left.
You know, the whole idea is very simple. The idea is people who return to society after spending time in prison can only have three things. They cannot have a weapon on them, but they can have faith, they can have love, and they can have education.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing that'll keep them out of trouble. Because if not, they'll be given a chance to return and spend some more time thinking of their mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
As I told you, I won't be able to be here next week.
Right.
I will be in Virginia. We will be at the Virginia Festival of the Book, and we're going to be I'm going to be a moderator at a economics and ecology panel, and it's not just here in Miami. All over the world, the concept that everybody's talking about is the change of our economy.
Well, and with that note, when you come back the week after that, I want to hear all the stories on your experience there. I think it's going to be really interesting. And we'll find a way, my friend. We'll find a way to fill the gap here next week there. We're wrapping things up here today, my friend. I want to thank again an amazing guest earlier today, Susan Sulovic, the small business expert. And you heard her. And she's amazing, and look her up at SusanSulovic.com. That's SOLOV as in Victor, IC. You get to read all about her. And yes, you can subscribe to a daily small business tips for the small business owner. Again, Raymar Rodriguez, today the Little Red Book of Financial Happiness. I want to thank all of you for joining us. We do this every day, my friends, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m., here on 880 a.m. The Biz, the absolutely only all business radio station in South Florida, one of a kind. We have a lot of great programming during the day. You don't want to miss out on that. And speaking of about being part of something big, if you want to be part of this show, if you want to come on and showcase your expertise and go through an interview, love to do that. Give me a call at 305-490-2348. Or if you want to go beyond that and help us continue to do what we do through a sponsorship, same thing. Give me a call. We can talk about it and find something that will fit your budget. Let me know on that, my friend. So thank you very, very much. We will continue to celebrate Women's Month as we go forward. Remember, my friends, have a vision for tomorrow, but keep an eye on today. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Pete DeLaTorre Business Hour, your home for late-breaking news on business opportunities and economic development in South Florida. Tune in again tomorrow at 8 a.m. for the Pete DeLaTorre Business Hour here on 880 a.m. The Biz.